This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and Brayhead Clan returning home after their two games at Manchester Storm this week as they look to cement their place in the top eight looking for the playoff spot. Clan won on Saturday, a 4-3 win over Ryan Finnerty's side. However, they couldn't repeat that on Sunday. It was a 5-2 loss to the Storm in the second of those two games. I took the opportunity to speak to the head coach, John Tripp, after the game, and the first thing I asked him about was his overall thoughts as he looked back on the weekend as a whole.
I played well. We lapsed at the end of the second period today for 2 minutes. We allowed two goals with less than 2 minutes left in the period, so that's a big no-no. One was a power play and one was just a turnover, so that's hurt. But overall, the players played really well, played strong. They started the game out well today, building on from yesterday's game, so it's and we've definitely improved over the last little bit since our last game in Dundee, so it's nice to see.
It must be disappointing, of course, not being able to get the full complement of points, having done so well last night and getting the victory.
100%.
Of course, Ryan was disappointed in his team on Saturday, judging by his comments last night. How much did you factor in a reaction from them after last night's game?
I'm not even sure what he said, so I have no idea. We're just focusing on ourselves, and I knew that their team didn't play as well as they could have, but we played really well, and we just had to be ready for that from the start of the game, and we did that.
You only got two goals tonight, but you got six goals overall. You were talking about lack of scoring, lack of killer instinct in the past. Were you pleased by what you saw from your forward lines?
Oh, well, that's a good start. I mean, we had one was an empty netter today, so it was actually a 4-2 game if you want to think about it. But we got to stop the goals from going in as well. But it's nice. It's always nice to see goals.
Certainly is. But how frustrating is it that consistency continues to elude the team? Just when you feel like you're getting somewhere, you suffer a little bit of a setback.
Oh, well, we were consistent this weekend. Just made a couple of errors, mistakes that, it's a game of inches, especially when it's a tight game. It's just going to come down to who makes the mistake and who's going to capitalize on it. So we had our chances as well to score. Power play wasn't that good this weekend. We need more shots, and something we've been hurting all year. But, back to the drive board with that and go from there.
Of course, a final word, the Purple Army headed down there in numbers. They gave you great support this weekend.
Oh, fans did great support. They were loud. I mean, it's always nice to have support. And, with numbers, it was a better feeling. And to get the win yesterday and have everybody there to watch it, it was good for everybody, good feeling. And today they supported us through the whole game as well. And it's always nice having fans around.
And that was the Clan coach, John Tripp, looking back on the Clan's doubleheader weekend at Manchester Storm. Next up for Brayhead Clan is the visit of Fife Flyers on Saturday. That's the first of a doubleheader weekend. Clan go to Fife on the Sunday. Tickets for Saturday's game at Brayhead Arena is at 7 p.m. It's a huge Gardner Conference clash. You won't want to miss any of that. So get your tickets at brayheadclan.com and get them today. Don't forget to catch up with the latest news around the club at the website, brayheadclan.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brayhead Clan. That's all from this edition of Clan Radio. I'll be back soon. Bye for now.